What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
What if you aren't wearing your cute underwear? You know what I mean?
The last part of it, you strip completely naked.
People do that.
Well, not this people.
A cyber relationship sounds like fun, though.
No!
Guys, the whole crowd went... We're live.
Are we going to roll into it?
We're rolling into it.
Adam goes, I'm going to push the red button. We're going to roll into it.
I've been giving a lot of direction this morning. I'm nodding to Katie when it's her turn to speak. I'm saying we're rolling into it. What other corporate jargon can I come up with today?
I don't know.
We're all aligned.
What's on our docket today, team?
I don't know.
My God, you literally, like, who are you?
Corporate Adam.
Corporate Adam has entered the chat.
Corporate Adam hasn't
had any rest recently. So I think that's just who you've become, is Adam.
If you guys see two giant black holes in my face, those are where my eyes are supposed to be. I feel like I have not slept in over a week.
I know. I hope you take it easy this weekend.
I need to. I need to like sit still.
Because you know what they say.
What do they say?
If you don't choose a day to rest, your body will choose for you and it won't be convenient.
Oh. I have not heard that one before, either. Kathy.
You've never heard that? It's like, you know when you get sick and it's the most inconvenient time ever? Like, yes. You like someone's, like a trip that you're supposed to go on, like a bachelorette or like birthday party, like something that you're like, fuck, like this is really, really bad timing.
Oh, you mean like me and you going to Miami last year and I have never been sicker in my entire life?
Yes. Adam, I will never forget looking over at him in the beach chair, just like literally never looked sicker and asleep in my life. Like you were like dead. You looked dead.
Me and my pile of tissues also that I'd just been like ravaging for an hour.
Yeah, his bedside table was just like covered in tissues. But yeah, so if you had chosen a day to, you know what, say to yourself, Adam, self, we're going to chill. We're going to chill today. We're going to stay in tonight. We're not going to drink today. Maybe that wouldn't have happened.
See, that's what I said yesterday. I was like, Katie and I had this dinner and I was like, oh, okay, like I'm going to go. I'm not going to drink. It's going to be a super chill, cool dinner. Of course, the dinner is literally centered around cocktail making.
Yeah. Each course had like a specific like specialty cocktail designed for it. So it was actually impossible. I actually went to bed last night thinking to myself, why did I have three cocktails? And I'm like, well, I was just an active participant.
I know. And I woke up kind of hungover. Because, like, they weren't skinny cocktails. It was, like, a... even some examples? Well, I mean, there was, like, a pumpkin spice carajo.
Yeah, like a...
That sounds heavy, regardless.
Espresso martini, but, like, tequila.
Yeah.
And then there was apple cider margarita.
That was so good.
Which was really good. And then...
The smoked whiskey thing. Or no, the Negroni.
It was a Negroni. I forget what the holiday twist was, but...
It was, like, a pine needle thing. Or what's the... What are Christmas trees made out of?
Yeah, pine needles.
Okay, yeah. I think they lit a pine situation
on
fire.
Like a stick.
Or like a rosemary. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. There was like something with spikes on it. Thyme.
maybe. Yeah, there was like a stick in it.
They lit that shit up and it was on fire and it smelled great.
It was very natural. Steven did a very good job, our friend Steven.
Go, Steven.
Yeah, it was really
but
fun.
Yeah, so anyways, I woke up yesterday being like, I'm gonna go into this dinner sober and I'm gonna go to sleep early after dinner. Lo and behold, did not happen. Did not happen, but it's okay. We are surviving. We're on Katie's floor at a fresh 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm. One coffee down. On the floor. There's been
not ingested.
We've had a bit of a hot start today.
Yeah.
Colby but lost her whole coffee on the ground.
A venti.
In case you're curious.
A venti for context.
There were only a couple of splashes on Katie's couch that we were able to get out.
No, the couch is literally like my heart and soul. Like anything else, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about where the coffee goes. The couch?
Well, that's good because it went into a giant pool on the floor.
And it spread.
Which is fine, but it's quite just not on the couch. I don't care.
Yeah.
Honestly, like it doesn't look that bad. It just looks like dirty.
Yeah. We're going to get it out.
Honestly, I'll just throw the rug out the window.
Oh, wait. This is... You can wash this.
Unfortunately, I can't wash it. It's not a ruggable.
Oh, I thought it was ruggable.
And the couch cleaners told me that it's a certain kind of hair rug that I can't... They can't do... But there's like rug cleaners for sure.
Okay, yeah.
But also I'm like, is this even my vibe anymore? Maybe it's a sign.
That you need to get rid of it?
Yeah.
That you need to redecorate the entire apartment?
Exactly. I kind of looking for that sign, you know?
Well, I'm going to go get some OxyClean and seltzer water.
No, Colby, you were her sign. Thank God you rolled into this apartment and karate chopped your coffee off the table.
No, I really don't think I need this rug anymore. Like, I feel like...
Whoa, she's coming to terms with it in this moment.
Well...
Colby did you a service.
I've honestly...
You're welcome.
I've been, like, not liking it for a while, actually.
I feel like I remember hearing you say that.
Well...
So that's why Colby punched it off. She wanted to help you.
And you know what? I've kind of had this... Like, I've known this for a while. You know when you know something for a while, you just don't want to admit it to yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like...
You're finally coming to terms.
I'm a giver.
Yeah, like I'm finally coming to terms with it. And like, you know what? Another telling sign that I want to get rid of the rug is my New Year's Eve party last year. I left the rug down.
Oh, true.
If I really cared about the rug would be rolled up like in my bedroom. No one's touching it. Like I fully left this unrolled.
Yeah, this rug is seasoned.
People
shit for
spilled
sure.
all their shit all over it. And I was like, you know what?
Whatever. I ate a lot of grapes on this rug.
And you know what? And I take care of my possessions, I will say. For those listening that are judging me. But you know when the rug just isn't it? It isn't it.
I love how Katie just like justified the fact that her rug is fucked up for the last like 30 so minutes kind. Of this podcast.
This is honestly therapy.
Let it all out.
Katie's like, don't worry, Colby. I hated this rug. I hated it.
Well,
I'm so happy
say,
you fucked it up.
At least it was not red wine, but...
Oh, you know, just like
coffee,
a venti black coffee.
Is worse.
I don't know. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I think you're right because I think there's like DIYs you can do to like dye your clothes with coffee.
Yeah.
Well, remember, guys, I'm the expert here. Remember we talked about me demolishing my mother's couch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that was red wine induced all over a couch that's very similar to Katie's. And I got it all out.
I'm impressed with you.
So, you know, if you need to hire a little couch cleaner or rug cleaner, I might be your guy.
Wow.
My new side hustle.
I might be your guy.
I love that. Well, girls.
Well, boy.
How about you introduce the podcast and then tell us all about London?
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam, girls.
That was pretty good.
How long have you been cooking that up? Did you like rehearse that in the mirror this morning?
I really just pulled it out of nowhere.
Oh my God.
But I have like in the office every single day I've been talking in a British accent. And people are literally like, please shut the fuck up. I'm like, no, it's my entire personality now.
I really can't do it, so props to you. And I literally spend a lot of time with an English man. I can't even like, if he says something and I repeat it back, it doesn't even sound correct when I repeat it back.
I was like studying the accents while I was in London. Like,
there are a lot of different ones.
There are. And they're very like classist about their accents. Mm-hmm. Like they're like the posh accents of the people from like Mayfair and Marylebone and all of those places. And then there are the like not posh accents. Like,
yeah. No, Jack will always comment on it. Like when I'm like, oh my God, where's that guy from? He goes, England. Like we're watching soccer and like some announcer comes on. I'm like, oh my God, what country is this guy from? He goes, my country, like where I'm from. Like probably not too far from me. I'm like, oh, good to know.
That's funny. But yeah, my new thing is I go into the office and I'm like, hello, mate. Then it sounds to start like, or that's start kind sounding of kind of Australian. Yeah, I was going to say. But you just got to roll with it, guys. Soon I'm going to be talking in a British accent. I'm also moving to London, so see you later.
Bye.
What would you guys do if I moved to London?
Well, I literally told you that I wanted to do that. And I feel like it'd be such a good excuse. Said that you weren't letting me do that and you were going to force me to move in with you.
I feel like this is kind of like a common thing with Colby. It's like Colby will say something that she wants to do and I'll shit on it. And then I'll be like, oh, actually, I'm actually going to do that.
Yeah. I agree.
It's because Colby's always ahead of the curve. That's why.
She is. Colby's like the trendsetter.
Yeah, she's ahead of the pack and then everyone else follows.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's okay. I'm happy that you're here now and along for the ride.
I'm just saying, guys, I might go back to London forever.
I mean, all three of us could just move there.
We could.
A sabbatical is what I wanted to do.
Match made.
What would our friends say? Like,
I have no clue.
What would everyone do?
I mean, this is what I've been telling people. Like, I don't think I would actually move there for a long period of time, but I think I'd move there for like a couple months. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'd have too much FOMO and I love New York City too much. Like,
Adam, you're literally taking my sabbatical idea from when I move out of my apartment.
No, no, no. This is my idea over here.
Well, and then you'd kind of miss the sun, I feel like, because it is pretty gloomy over there.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you can only really, well, some people do it for their whole lives, but because we know what we know about how the conditions are over here, might start missing the seasons and the sun.
Yeah. I think if like all of us move there, then I'd be like, oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I can't just like pick up and leave. I will say the work did kind of like give the opportunity to go for a month or two. So it was like kind of put in front of me if I wanted to do it.
I feel like you should. That'd be so nice.
I honestly might, but only if they fly me back to the city, like at least like once a month, I would say. And
in your 2 months?
Yeah, I gotta come back to the city at least twice in 2 months. But I'm just gonna like pick up my life for 2 months and go to London.
Correct.
And never look
back. That's the whole point.
Yeah, people do that.
Well, not this people.
And then you could travel in Europe instead of coming back here.
Well, I'll do that too. But well, I think like
we can visit you. Like, what's why?
Well,
do
you
need
guys
to,
also will do that.
Yeah, but why do you need to come back here? What's
I gotta run on the West Side Highway and go to Barry's. Actually, they have Barry's in London.
You really don't have
to. The Barry's classes there are a full hour.
Oh, really? I wanted to go while I was there, but I didn't get the chance.
How long are they here?
50 minutes. Oh. The extra 10 minutes, though, is a lot.
It's really
in the moment.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, tell us about your trip and like highlights the infamous dinner that was paid for by a man that you've never met.
I got a lot of DMs about that.
Yeah, I feel like people really want to hear about that.
People were like, whoa, what is this lore? Okay, we'll back into that. So highlights of the trip, I would say. So we stayed in Shoreditch, which I actually didn't really like Shoreditch.
It's really?
Like, I think Shoreditch is kind of like the Brooklyn of London. And so I feel like it's a little just more like grungy, like that type of vibe.
Yeah.
Grunge isn't like an offensive term, right? I think it's just like...
No.
Like, I feel like people who live in like Bushwick would describe themselves as grungy.
Would they say like, I guess, is crunchy a bad word?
I think it's grungy. I think people
grungy?
Like, yeah. But it has kind of like a negative connotation. But like, maybe I think like, my friends who live in Bushwick would be like, oh yeah,
so
we're
like
grunge.
Hipster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like hipster.
So like, just like... Original, not okay.
So Shoreditch is really cool, and it's very like vintage, and they have Brick Lane, which is this vintage street with a lot of like vintage markets and stuff like that.
Oh, very.
So
cool.
It's like a cute little town, but we stayed there the entire week, and so I was like, I could do with like a different vibe. And also, my hotel was on kind of the main road in Shoreditch, so it wasn't like I was in like the back channel. And I think Shoreditch is also where a lot of people go to party, so it's like big nightlife scene.
Okay.
And it's cute, but I wish I was in like. Because basically, when I eventually saw Malibone...
Obviously, that's where you wanted to be.
I was obsessed, like, clinically.
You should have stayed in Kensington.
No,
it's like the
literally.
Nicest place.
Once I saw Marylebone, like, all bets were off. I was like, fuck my hotel. Like, I'm going to Marylebone right now and I'm moving in.
Yeah.
That and Mayfair, I was like, oh my God, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Mayfair is a little bit more like shopping district, but Marylebone was gorge. Like, okay, Marylebone was
so
kind of
pretty.
Like Georgetown in Annapolis, or like in D.C.
Yeah, it does kind of give that. There's an area of Boston, too, that sometimes I look at, and it looks like Marylebone.
Yeah. Marylebone's so pretty. So that's like where I ended up enjoying the most. But then for the weekend, so basically I had my work trip during the week, and the work trip itself was like a lot. It was like you wake up at 6:30 a.m. I take some of my calls. that I had to do with people in like India and like all these different jurisdictions where I was like closer to their time zone. And then we would go to this conference all day. And then we would go to a client dinner. So at that point, it's like a 6:30 a.m. to, I think it's some nights like 2 a.m.
Jeez.
Was just like work, and schmooze, 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 schmooze.
Social battery usage. That must have been a lot.
Social battery was depleted.
Yeah. Like running on adrenaline fumes. Yeah.
But I was like a very good group of my coworkers that I really like. So it was honestly really fun.
Oh, good.
But then the weekend we moved to Soho. So the original Soho, aka I think New York Soho. I think so. I think New York Soho was named after London Soho.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought Soho was south of Houston.
It is.
Oh, you're right. It is.
No, it is. But
there's like Soho in a lot of places.
I feel like Soho, it makes sense that the one over there would be older than the one here.
So maybe like New York Soho wasn't named after London Soho, but I guess like Soho London is the original.
Yeah.
So then we stayed in Soho for the weekend, me and one of my friends from work. So then I ended up getting to like have a different little neighborhood. Highlights of the trip. What were even the highlights, I would say? What's Katie looking up over there?
I'm looking up this whole Soho thing because I'm like, really? Soho's name derives, this is the English Soho, derives from an English 16th century hunting cry, Soho.
Hmm.
People would say that when the area was open fields and grazing land. There were also places in the West Midlands, New York and Hong Kong called Soho, but none have the same meaning behind the name. Soho in New York is an acronym for south of Houston.
Okay.
So people, when they were hunting in England, would say, Soho, Soho. I wonder what that means. It's Soho. H-O-E, like ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
You know, ho.
It's like a ho.
Soho, meaning.
History is definitely not my strong suit. That's for sure.
Well, unclear. If anyone knows what Soho means.
Give us a ring.
Yeah, anyway, so continue. The infamous dinner, I'm really curious about that.
Well, let me back into that. So let me talk about the lows of my London trip. The big low was the hotel that I stayed in over the weekend in Soho. So one of my friends, but Katie would have been absolutely obsessed with this hotel.
Like, yeah, it was beautiful from everything I saw.
So it's basically five old townhouses that were converted into a hotel. Yeah,
sounds charming as hell.
Yeah, in Soho. And it has all these cute little rooms in it. Like there's a library and there's a bar that they call the Honest Bar. And it's stocked with all this alcohol. And you basically can like make your own drink and then write down in the book what you got assigned to your room. And that's why it's called the Honest Bar, because they want you to be honest about like what you're drinking and stuff like that. So they can charge you. And but
oh my god, it's like the honor system.
Yeah,
honor, is that what it's called?
Honor system.
Yeah, honor system.
Yeah.
But that hotel was so fucking scary. Like I think I just am a more,
like, you thought it was haunted.
100%. I mean, did you guys see my Instagram story of this woman that was just perched above, directly in front of my bed, above
she
my
was looking, no I didn't see that
she
I
was looking
think.
Over you. She's your protector.
Okay, so I think I'm like shadow banned on Instagram. Like my stories used to get like 6x the amount of views, and I realized yesterday they're not getting those, and I'm like, why isn't Instagram pushing my shit?
No, I feel like it's everybody. I'm
I must
feeling
have offended
that way too.
The algorithm.
Everyone I've talked to is saying that Instagram is like
so weird.
It's always all something's out.
Yeah, but Colby, like, who's I like look at Colby shit all the time, and like she can't see my shit anymore.
Well,
so
no,
weird.
No. Here's the thing.
But then yesterday you were like my number one story thing.
Oh.
Here's the thing. I have this theory about when you travel. I feel like Instagram knows you're not near your friends anymore, and is. For whatever reason, my stories, whenever I'm traveling outside of like my usual,
yeah,
like radius. Maryland or here, like here in Maryland, like my home base is, if I'm literally anywhere else, my story views are shit.
It was so weird.
It's weird. I feel like it's just Instagram knows it's like you're not in your like usual environment, especially when you're on a different time zone.
Yeah.
I feel like it like, for some reason, doesn't push it to anyone. I don't know why.
I didn't notice until I was in Grand Rapids a couple of days ago. And then I like looked at my thing and I was like, wait, why is nobody seeing my stuff?
Yeah.
But anyway, so the hotel.
Your haunted room that I would have loved.
So the hotel was called Hazlitt's, if anybody wants a hotel to look up. And I think like if you like the old historical vibe with like a lot of history. And
so if you're me. Wait, exactly. How do you spell this?
Hazlitts, I believe.
Hazlitt's. Boutique
Soho.
Hotel.
It's very cute, and I think a lot of like celebrities and artists have stayed there. I mean, it's like a very, very, very cute hotel.
$3 signs.
Oh yeah, it was not cheap, and like work obviously wasn't paying for it since it was over the weekend. So
oh my god, it's beautiful.
Yeah, so your vibe, Katie.
Oh, it's definitely very like regal. I feel like this would haunt you.
Oh, I was
I'm seeing
haunted.
The photos, like the red bedspread. I feel like you're like, and the oak, like
sounds like. A sexy hotel.
No,
yeah.
Oh my god, it was terrifying. And my friend, he really likes that vibe, like the old world,
gothic.
Like yeah, like kind of vibe. And so we go there, and I look at my room, like our whatever dude is showing us our rooms. Like, he stayed in a separate room, I stayed in another room. And I was like, oh my God, his name, my friend's name at work. I like literally cannot stay here. Like, I need to move hotels. Like, this is the most terrifying room I've ever seen. But I survived. I was only there for one night, so it was fine. So that was the low of my trip, was the haunted house. And then, Which isn't even a low. That would have been your high.
That would have been my high. I would have been like, this place is so charming, I'm modeling my house after it.
I know. Anyway. But then over the week, guys, I just like, I was doing some things.
How was heaven?
Oh my God. Heaven was crazy. All gays went to heaven.
Is that where Luann was?
Yes. That was the most random thing. So Katie, do you know Luann? Or you know of her probably?
The Countess.
So, no. When you sent that video of her, I was like, who the fuck is this lady?
Don't count out the Countess.
But once you explain, like, I know the name Luann. I know she's a housewife.
Yeah. So basically,
she's an icon.
Yeah. If you listen to the podcast over the last couple of weeks, I have been planning on going to this place called Heaven. So my friend who had lived in London for a while, and all of my gay, like, I work with a lot of gays randomly. There's a lot of gays in my company. And so they were all like, oh, we need to take Adam to Heaven. He's never been to London. He needs to go to Heaven. And so we went to Heaven, which is basically like a giant warehouse with a lot of different rooms that are different vibes. Like, one of them would be playing Whitney Houston, another one would be playing like more modern pop music, and then there's kind of like a main atrium with a DJ and a stage, and they host this event called Porn Idol. And so they bring all these celebrities to host Porn Idol. And basically what Porn Idol is, are we gonna get flagged for me saying porn? Maybe, whatever.
No. We curse all the time.
Yeah, you're right. We're good.
So, you could say corn like people do on TikTok.
Yeah. So anyways, when you walk into Heaven, the person at the front door is like, hey, babes, you want to do Porn Idol? £500. And I was like, no, absolutely not. Because
you have to pay to buy in?
No, you win 500. Yeah,
you can win up to £500.
I was like, geez, who's dropping 500 pounds to participate in a contest?
So picture this. It's a stage. In the middle of the stage, there's a pole. And then on the other side of the stage, there's like the judges seating, basically. So a bunch of couches, and they bring drag queens who are part of like RuPaul's Drag Race or like some of those kind of more famous drag competitions, and then they bring in a celebrity or like somebody who's well known, usually in the gay community. So Heaven is a gay club, but a lot of straight people go. Like, straight guys go to like pick up girls. It was like actually a very diverse crowd, and if like you guys were there, we all could have gone. It would have been fun.
Cool.
But so who walks out on the stage to host Porn Idol is Luann de Lesseps. And I was like, what the hell are you doing here, girl? It was just so random. So I was shook because I obviously love the Housewives of New York. So I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, wow.
And so with Porn Idol, they take volunteers. So people go volunteer to literally go up and you pick a song. And for 2 minutes, you strip and you have to strip all the way naked. So you have to like your full bits.
And these are like amateurs, like people that,
like everyday audience people.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah. People with their coworkers,
and then they grab people from the audience to come up and participate.
What if you aren't wearing your cute underwear? You know what I mean? What if you haven't done laundry?
Well, it doesn't matter
because
you have to take them off.
Wait, guys, so I have like something actually really...
The underwear came off too?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's... No, like, and girls did it. That, like, the two girls are the ones who won. And the two girls, they like started making out randomly on the stage. They weren't even lesbians. I was like, you girls getting so crazy up there.
They wanted that $500.
They did. They worked for it too. But anyway, so yeah, you get up and for 2 minutes you strip down, and then at the last part of it you strip completely naked, and then they basically let you be naked for like 2-3 seconds, and then they turn off the song, and then like you start getting judged basically.
And then do you have to stand there naked?
So then people like judged. Quick put on their boxers, like briefs, whatever they're wearing.
Oh my God. If I got plucked from the audience, I would never recover from that.
People were willingly volunteering from the audience. So they were like getting on top of their friends' shoulders to be like, pick me, pick me. And my coworkers who I was with were like, you need to do it. Like trying to force me to do it. And I honestly was so close. I was kind of like, because I can work a pole. Like
you would not take your underwear off.
Yeah.
The thing about that is like, I would dance in my underwear, like, if I was, like, heavily intoxicated and, like...
I don't think I was.
And I had, like, 17 tequila sodas, so I was, like,
heavily intoxicated and wearing a cute, like, bra panties set, maybe. Maybe, okay? Like, big maybe. Getting absolutely buck naked in front of strangers, no fucking chance.
I mean, guys, I was ready to go. I had 17 tequila sodas. I was like, I'll do anything for a buck. Anything for a pound.
Honestly, yeah. The confidence of those people, like, props to them. Props
well, one of them, so you're talking about the underwear thing, and one of them, I felt so bad. This guy wearing white underwear gets up, turns around, massive poop stain.
No!
guys, the whole crowd went like a widespread gasp. Like, wow. It was so visible because obviously there's lights on the stage pointing at the people. So it's so obvious. And everybody was like, it was shocking.
That's crazy.
I was like, if that ever happened to me, I'd be finished. Like, I'd have to go undercover.
I'd have to go into
witness protection.
You would flee.
Witness protection program.
No, never to be seen played. Or heard from ever again.
So anyways, my coworkers were basically trying to like force me to do this porn idol situation, and I was honestly so close. But in my head, I was like, do I really need my coworkers having ammo against me?
No.
Like seeing me fully.
You know,
naked.
There would be photos as well.
They were like, we'll turn around, we'll turn off our phones, we'll blah, 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 do all this stuff. They were like negotiating with me to go do it.
No.
I was like, I don't think I need you guys to see my bits.
No, and also there's a line. You could be friends with your coworkers, but there's a line.
Well,
because they can also, you know, you never know. Speaking, they can be the reason why you get fired.
The line with the coworkers, I had quite the trip of flirtation, I would say. Okay. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses.
So a lot of us know that shopping for dad, shopping for boyfriend, shopping for men is very tough. Last Christmas, I was kind of freshly dating Jack and didn't really know what to get him. So I went to Uncommon Goods and I got him an Arsenal book. That's his soccer team that he supports. And it's a collection of different news printings from the past 50 years of Arsenal's history. So it was really great gift. He loved it. I also got him a customized candle, and I got my dad a whiskey creating kit. Like, you can DIY your own whiskey. There's a ton of good stuff on there.
Uncommon Goods has the most meaningful out of the ordinary gifts on the market, and like Katie said, they even have gifts that you can personalize. Uncommon Goods will be at Grand Central Holiday Fair in Vanderbilt Hall and Grand Central Terminal in New York City, November 11th through December 24th. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/matchmade. That's uncommongoods.com/matchmade for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Happy holidays. Okay, guys, so you know that we love a good skincare and makeup routine, but did you know how you apply these products to your face can make all the difference?
Anisa Beauty has been changing the game with their vegan and cruelty-free brushes since 2019. Their Pinnacle Foundation Brush is a fan favorite and has gone totally viral for a reason.
The Pinnacle Foundation Brush is seriously the key to flawless application. I could use the cheapest foundation, and this brush makes it look like I'm wearing a $200 formula. It's that good.
It's all in the design. The brush triangular shape fits every corner of your face, so you can use it for foundation, contour, highlight, basically all your liquid and cream products.
And don't forget about their skincare brushes. The Pinnacle Skin Brush has completely changed how I apply my serums and moisturizers. No more using my hands. This brush ensures everything goes on smooth and evenly.
So check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush and more at anisabeauty.com.
Use code MATCHMADE for 30% off site-wide. That's ANISABEAUTY.com.
Check it out.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Oh my God.
Like, this trip was just so, I don't know. There's a lot going on throughout this trip. Like, basically, I said, like, my entire company is gay, basically. Like, there's so many gays in my company.
Yeah.
And everybody has, like, some random connections or is, like, seeing each other on apps. And so there's all this, like, intertwining. And there's really no boundaries in my office also. Like, there's definitely, like, hookup boundaries. You know, like I would personally not hook up with one of my coworkers, but there are like some of my coworkers who I'm like, objectively, you're really attractive.
Yeah.
And so this one in particular.
How exciting is that though? It's like, I have a crush.
It like keeps things interesting.
But like, I won't act on it, or like, I don't think I will.
No, literally.
And but we get messages all the time about people like falling in love with their coworkers.
I know.
And it's like such a, cause it's like a, it's a trope.
No, it really is.
It's a trope.
But anyway, so I mentioned like a lot of my coworkers are really attractive. And there's this one coworker who I always have this like very specific flirtatious banter with. Yeah. If he listens to this, he'd be like, Adam, I hate you. Like, you're, this is ridiculous. But
I mean,
he will basically, so he and I talk about each other's dating lives to each other like all the time. Yeah. We're good friends at this point. And he will describe his type, and his type is literally me. And then I will describe my type, and my type is literally him. And so this night where we go to heaven, like, everybody was like, oh, Adam, like, he's courting you, like, he's flirting with you. And I was like, yeah, I know, like, we're flirting with each other, I feel like. Like, maybe it's just like kind of casual flirting. It's not like anything was crazy.
Is he single?
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, he's so good. Single.
I was like, woof.
No. Yeah. No. He's single. Some of my coworkers have boyfriends and stuff like that, but no, he's single. And he's like really, really attractive.
How exciting.
So if you hear this, you're hot.
It's like,
that's why I told him to his face.
It's like a carrot on a stick, you know? It's like he's got the carrot and you're the donkey.
No, literally.
Well, unfortunately, you're the donkey.
Great. Thanks.
He's leading you down the road.
Thanks so much. I love that for me. But anyways, wow. It's like this funny situation where like I mentioned, like, he will describe his type. His type is literally me to a T. I'll describe my type. It's him to a T. And everybody knows this. And I feel like whenever the types are discussed, like, everybody is just snickering because it's like a funny thing. But obviously, none of us would ever action on it. Like, I would never ever make a move on him ever in a million years, because like, I don't want to make it awkward. And he definitely would never make a move on me. And I know, because somebody went up to him and was like, why haven't you made out with Adam yet? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I would never do that with a coworker.
Yeah. There's like, it's funny because there are like repercussions from that. Like, in terms of,
it just
of,
like, creates like an awkward vibe, I feel
and
like.
And then if you try it, doesn't work out, it's like, then one of you just like kind of has to quit.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's just so awkward in that environment to be like, oh, unless it's like, I don't know. I feel like for some reason, at like Barstool, it wouldn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'd be like all bets are off.
Company environments where I feel like, or maybe it would matter extra, I don't know. But I feel like a lot of like that, to me, like the Barstool environment seems like kind of like a frat.
Yeah.
Like, and I remember like I hooked up with one specific frat because I was a sweetheart of the fraternity. I hooked up with like quite a few members of the fraternity, and I never felt awkward like walking into those parties being like, I've literally seen you naked, you naked, you naked, you naked, you know?
You've seen me.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, in some environments, it's not awkward. But I feel like in your environment, it would be awkward.
I feel like we're all just so close that it would create weird dynamics.
Weird tension.
Yeah.
Where your work is already work. Work's
and
hard enough.
And like, is that an HR violation?
I don't think so. I mean, there's people at my office who met at work and are now engaged.
Oh, yeah.
So like, it actually, I feel like it happens all
my
the time.
My brain was reverting back to Porn Idol.
Yeah, interesting thing to experience with your coworkers, I must say.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like, it's all fun. I think the fun part about being gay is like, I flirt with anybody or like everybody anyways, I feel like. Like, yeah. I feel like when I'm talking to gays, I have like a very flirtatious personality.
Oh, I witnessed that last night. I was outnumbered. Guys, at this dinner last night, I was outnumbered. Everyone there was gay. And then there was me. But I mean, there was a few, like,
Katie and a bunch of gays.
The table I was at, sitting next to Adam, you were in your element.
Yeah, I was working the gays.
Everyone was lightly flirting with each other. Light, like, banter and flirtation happening at this table.
It's just the gay way.
It was just sprinkled in. And I was like, wow, everyone's like pretty smooth about it. Like, I was like,
Katie was like watching a show.
No, I was literally blushing. Like,
were they flirting with you too?
Kind of.
Yeah, no.
I love that.
It was honestly like, so fun. Like, everybody was hot.
I loved
at that
it.
Table,
yeah, no, everyone, everywhere I looked, there was hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Everybody's so attractive. And it was like Katie and one of her girlfriends that I guess you know from.
Yeah, we've met a couple times. Like,
So it's literally just
through
Katie,
social media.
Katie and this one other girl, and then like six gays
surrounding. We were on an island. Yeah.
If not eight gays.
Sounds like a dream.
And we were all just like sing song flirting with each other.
Oh my God, it was amazing. It was like, I didn't want it to end.
I know.
I loved it. I felt like I was in my safe place.
But that's literally just the gay way. So like, I don't think it's weird. Like, I just think it's funny that we have this flirtatious banter, but it is like,
I love it.
Like, why does he have to be that attractive? You know?
Yeah, he's
it's
very,
like, it's like,
he's
who
a very
gave you
handsome
permission?
Fella.
Yeah, wow. I sent the girls a picture. I was
what
like,
a fun life he's probably had.
I know.
To be that hot.
Good for
to be
him.
That attractive. I know. What you doing walking around looking like that?
Yeah.
But we'll see. Who knows? I mean, we only just recently became buddies, so who knows what'll happen. Probably nothing, but that was also fun. So heaven was good. And then, of course, the infamous dinner.
Of course.
The culmination of the trip.
Of yes. course.
My friend, so I told my friend before, I was like, hey, like, I matched with this guy on Raya. He lives in Dubai. We are literally just pen
pals. He's paying for a dinner.
Well, I actually didn't know. So I assumed that he was paying for dinner.
What was said by him leading up? Because I know, so to fill people in, he was going to like come to London and you guys were going to hang out.
He was going to be in London and we were going to go on a date.
And then something came up.
He didn't explicitly say I would pay for your dinner. He was.
I swear, when you were reading the messages before, you said he was paying.
So I assumed that there was a possibility that he would be paying.
Oh. So you were reading between the lines.
Well, okay, but guys, like, if you saw these messages, the first message was, Adam, I'm so sorry, like, I'm not going to be in London anymore, but I owe you something. Like, tell me anything you want, and I'll make it up to you.
I owe you something.
Yeah. He was okay. Like, I owe you something. And then he was like, I have some dinner recommendations for you.
Yeah.
Like, if you want them, like, if you and your friends have time. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, I'll definitely take you up on a dinner reservation. And so he was like, okay, there's this new hot restaurant opening up in London called Gaia. It's a Dubai-based restaurant.
Right,
he was
right.
Like, I think he knew the owner. Or like, yeah, there was some kind of connection where it was going to be easy for him to get me a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
So he, but what he said was, it's exorbitantly expensive, so let me know if you want to go so I can call them. And so what that meant to me was,
yeah, that, you know, sounds like I'm going to call ahead and put my card down.
See, either that, or maybe he was going to like send us something to the table offset the bill. Like,
that's
maybe
actually,
it was going to be like
a
free appetizer.
That's probably what I would assume first. Before,
or like a bottle of wine or something. You know, like, that was kind of where my mind was
at least
going.
Like, send you a drink.
Yeah. But I didn't think in my head that he was going to end up paying. I guess I had the option in my head that maybe he would end up paying for it.
Yeah.
So I basically told my friend, I was like, hey, this guy on Raya is getting us a reservation like at this really nice restaurant in London. Just letting you know, like, we don't have to go because I think it's exorbitantly expensive and he might be paying for it, but I'm not sure. And so I showed my friend the messages, showed him the restaurant. And luckily my friend is really into restaurants and good wine and like that type of vibe. And he lived in London for several years. So he was kind of like, oh, let's just go. Like,
he's
we're not paying for anything.
Regardless.
I mean, because like we hadn't paid for anything for the week anyway while we were
on
like,
the work trip. Yeah.
On the work trip. So we were like, we can just ball out and like pay for ourselves since we haven't really paid for anything. And so I was like, okay, cool. And he was like, and if it ends up getting paid for, like, great. If not, like, who cares?
That's a good person to go with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go in
the
with.
Best. Oh my God. He's so fun.
And you're not disappointed.
So we go to this restaurant. We look at the menu. Literally more expensive than any New York restaurant, I feel like.
What's
I've been
like
to.
An example?
Roast chicken for two was 120 pounds, which translates Jeez. To, I think, like 160 or 170 US dollars.
That's the thing about the pounds. It, like,
so
you
wild.
Think it's going to be the same, but it's more than a dollar.
I had no perception of how much money I was spending when I was in London, because I still thought that it was like the same as euro currency. So it was like close to the same, but it was
pounds.
Certainly not.
Yeah.
Because I think a pound is 1.3x the US dollar.
Yeah.
So crazy. But so anyways, we're looking at this menu and my friend and I are like, oh my God.
Wait,
like,
you're right. Yeah, 1.3.
Oh, was I right?
One pound.
I'm so British.
One you pound are. Equals... Is it pound sterling?
What yeah,
the pound sterling.
Oh my God. I don't know anything. I couldn't live there. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. Look, who just replied to my Instagram story?
Who replied?
My delusions be like, he's
who?
In love with
Wait,
me.
Wait, the guy from work?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Every time he replies to my Instagram story, I'm like, I'm obsessed with you.
Do you get heart flutters? Do you get like...
Literally, I'm like, please make a move on me. I will never make a move on you ever in my entire life, but you are more than welcome to make a move on me.
I hope he's listening to this.
That'd be kind of funny. He'd be like, what is going on? Stop, please. Just kidding. So anyways, another reference point for the dinner. The cheapest glass of red wine on the menu by the glass.
Can I guess?
Just guess.
35.
40 bucks.
Colby was closest. 36. 36 pounds.
36 pounds. So.
So like $46, I think.
36 pounds. $2.
That's another thing about 46. London, though.
Oh, I was right.
46
the drinks, like, aren't as cheap. Like, in Paris, you can get a glass of wine for $5.
Yeah, it's nuts.
But in London, they're at least like 12.
In Paris, they've got vineyards.
Yeah, close that's by. True. But like Italy too, everything is like $3 yeah. for like a glass true. Of wine.
Wait, you know what I was honestly kind of shocked by is, first of all, if you move to London, you get like a massive pay dock. Like I already knew that going yeah. in. Like if you're working for a company, they will pay you a lot less if you end up moving to London. So why? If I were to move there permanently,
cost per living's less. I feel like it's not.
That's no, the apartments are so expensive.
That's the thing. Is like I think theoretically
taxes maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe the taxes are less.
And they also pay for healthcare there, so maybe that's part of it.
That's such a that has to be it.
And education, because they pay for university as well. I think right. Or is that not
no.
London?
Maybe. I feel like no, right? That'd be crazy.
Maybe for public school, but not for private school.
Someone, our English followers, someone speak up in the yeah. comments. Of I'm curious. Our
but like Instagram. The cost of living there is not cheaper. Like honestly, the restaurants were so expensive.
Yeah.
The food, drinks, everything was like exorbitant. Yeah. Exorbitant's really my word today.
You love exorbitant.
I need to stop.
Yeah.
I need to stop.
At least you're noticing. I know. You're checking yourself.
I'm so self-aware.
Yeah.
So the dinner was really expensive, but my friend and I were obsessed with the free bread basket. So we literally asked for the bread basket to come back like 4 times. Also backtrack a little bit. So right when we get to the restaurant, I'm messaging this guy on Instagram because we also don't have each other's numbers. We only interact via Instagram DM.
My God.
And so I'm like, oh, hey, like just confirming, like is the reservation under me or is it under your name? And he was like, I put it under your name, but mention my name at the front door. And so I go up to the hostess and I'm like, oh, like, I don't know if it's under his name, Dubai guy or Adam. And then literally, like, everybody around the table looks up at me and as if it's, like, a thing. Like, as if he's, like, somebody famous or something like that.
It or he's just a regular. He sends all his bitches there. I'm just kidding.
Katie? Katie?
You're not a bitch, sweetie. You're not a bitch,
calling in his favors.
I guess so.
For you.
But it was, like, everybody was dead silent and looks up at me. It's, like, literally 4 people behind the counter that all look up at me after I said.
Maybe he's an investor.
Maybe.
Yeah, that could be that could be a thing.
Okay. The funniest part of this whole thing, so I need to like fast track through the story now, but we get a lot of food, or not even a lot of food, because we had eaten so much of the bread basket. So I'm honestly dying thinking about like if he is somebody that is known there, and then the waiter going back and being like,
this is what they just ate the free bread Dubai basket. Guy,
they just ate the free bread basket like 4 times. Because I think total, we literally shared 2 appetizers and 1 entree, and then had like 2 glasses of wine, and I had a cocktail, and that was it.
And that was $1,000.
It was £400.
Wow.
And so I asked for the check because that's my head, I'm like,
crazy.
At that point, I was like, I don't think he paid for it because I felt like they would have said something already. I asked for the check. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes over and she's like, it's been taken care of.
Oh,
and like,
wow.
Like grabs my shoulder and starts laughing.
That's $519.
Like insane.
£400 is $519.
My friend was shook. He was like,
for a dinner.
He was like, what is your relationship with this guy? So when I talk about Dubai guy, my friend was assuming that I'm talking about like a 50-year-old Middle Eastern man.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, let me show you Dubai guy.
Hey, he could be. We don't know. You haven't seen him in
flesh.
That's
true. He could be.
He literally could be using AI.
He could be.
We don't know.
I was like head over heels after that, though. I was like, that's like one of the hottest things that anybody's ever done for me.
That's kind of crazy.
Like, just calls and pays for dinner for me and my friends.
He doesn't know you.
No. We've exchanged voice notes, maximum.
So what did you say? Like, what did you say after that to him?
Oh, I sent him, like, the nicest message. I was like, honestly, I had no idea that you were going to pay for this. And this is, like, one of the sweetest things that I feel like anybody's done for me. I don't even remember. I think he just said, like, so glad you enjoyed. Like, so casual.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And I was talking to my friend about it, and I was like, this is like so nuts. Like, I can't believe this just happened.
It is very
That's
nuts.
That's wild.
I was like ear to ear, like could not stop smiling. I was like, this is so cool.
I'm really happy for you.
I know.
It was hot.
That's so cool.
I was like, oh my God, I'm literally obsessed with you. After that, I was like, wow. Love you.
Yeah.
Can you please move from Dubai?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if that part's going to work for me. Who knows? Maybe I'll move to Dubai,
love
guys.
You. Maybe I'll meet you someday.
So yes, the people have been asking in my DMs. He did end up paying.
A cyber relationship sounds like fun, though.
I know, I guess so. But that's the funniest part is he's not even like an old man. He's literally 33 years old.
Yeah. You guys need to video chat. Australian. I need to see you guys video chat, and then I will be on board with this relationship.
I know.
I need to see his face.
I want to go to Dubai.
Same. Dubai guy, if you're listening to this, can we come?
Yeah. Well, can we first send FaceTime you? Can we FaceTime you and then send a jet?
Yeah, so we want to make sure we know what you look like.
Make sure you're not, you know.
Who cares at this point?
No, true. But I will say the restaurant was probably like top meals I've had this year.
This would be like real life Love is Blind.
That's true.
We'd get on the jet and go.
Just meet him in person.
Oh my God. There's new episodes out of Love is Blind I need to watch.
I need to finish catching up.
Their weddings are happening or not happening.
Oh, wow.
I'm excited.
But yeah. So.
Wow. Well, what a great trip. My God.
Guys, such a great trip. My one flaw. So if you're going to London, don't make this mistake. I flew, accidentally booked a flight out of Gatwick to go home.
Yeah, it's rough.
So far.
Accidentally? Or was it just...
So, I mean, I booked like a round trip ticket and like I thought I was flying out of Heathrow, but I just didn't check that closely.
Oh, I see.
And so, because I flew into Heathrow. So I think I just assumed that the flight home was also Heathrow and it was not. It was Gatwick.
I would probably do something like that as well.
The rough part about Gatwick too is I think EasyJet only flies from Gatwick. So flying... within Europe, like when we went to Paris, we had to go to Gatwick at like 4 a.m. for our flight.
Yeah. But
otherwise, you could just take the train. I feel like that's the best part about Heathrow is that you can just take the Heathrow Express. And
so that was also the other mistake that I made when I first got there, because it was kind of like later at night when I landed in London. And so I opted to take a taxi. I also kind of had to take a taxi, though, because I was taking my friend's bags. That's a long story, but I had my friend's bags also. And so I called a taxi because I had a lot of bags. The taxi literally took like an hour and 40 minutes to get me to Shoreditch.
Yeah.
Like, you need to take the tube.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And then to Gatwick, I mean, the only way to get to Gatwick really is like you either take some combo of like buses and the tube and all these things.
Yeah. Like, I think we did take the train back.
Yeah. So it just wasn't possible. So I had to Uber to Gatwick, which was another hour and a half. Yeah. So my travel was just like,
Lord. Meh. And then you went to Michigan.
And then I went to Michigan literally 12 hours later.
Adam's work trip. So crazy.
Adam's London work trip pipeline to the Michigan work trip pipeline.
No, all my coworkers who heard about my like work juxtaposition, like the trips.
It's just so random.
They were like, how was London? I was like, oh, great. I'm flying to Michigan this afternoon. They were like, Detroit? I was like, no, Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids. That's so funny.
I know. Well, guys, wow. I have been yapping away today.
It's been really good stuff, though.
How's everybody else doing?
You're really feeding the listeners.
Yeah, I'm feeding them what they want to know.
With your London tales.
With my drama.
We have to do our advice segment.
Oh, yeah, we have an advice segment. And then after that, we've got a jet to work, but
we're doing great on time.
I think
kids.
we answer this one because this is the subject line. Why doesn't he want me in his bed? Question mark. Dear Katie, Colby, and Adam, I'm a longtime listener and OG Hello Katie XO fan. Thank you very much. Katie even bought my friends and I tequila shots at the Palace. Rip.
Oh my God.
A few years
ago. RIP. Seriously.
Yep. Sounds like something I would do. I do that quite a lot. If anyone ever comes up to me at the bar.
The Palace literally closed and I saw a TikTok and I sent this around. Like, I felt a loss as though I go there every weekend. I haven't been there in at least 2 years.
Wait, the Palace closed down? Is that what we
they just closed.
Said?
Yeah.
I literally felt gutted.
Isn't it crazy?
Well, I literally haven't been in years.
That was like the hot place. Like, when we first went there, it felt like we were in Gossip Girl. Like, it was like a huge warehouse style. Like, it just felt like where
the giant chandelier.
Yeah, it was like, it was
the CD.
It was exorbitant.
Bathrooms.
And it was like the scene, remember? It was also just like, I feel like there were cool looking people there and like cool DJs.
It's hard to get into.
Yeah.
Okay, so she needs some advice.
Okay.
3 months ago, I met a guy in the wild. It was at Tao, of all places, and we were really drunk. We hit it off. We texted almost every day since we've met, and we've been on maybe 6 dates. Drinks, dinner, picnic, the usual. Also, for context, I'm a medical student, and I've had really long stretches of time where I can't find time to see him, but he seems to be very understanding about it. Anyways, he didn't go in for a kiss on our first 2 dates. For our 3rd date, I suggested a movie night at his place because I really wanted to hook up with him. We actually ended up running into each other by accident on a night out before our 3rd date. I initiated going outside the bar for a walk, and it ended in a makeout, finally. He was super cute about it and felt like we had great chemistry. We still had plans for our movie night a few days later, and we had such a good time, and I spent the night. This all happened in the first few weeks after meeting him. Since then, I've drunk texted him several times asking to meet up at the end of a night. He never really gives it much acknowledgement and kind of brushes it off. We've hooked up one other time, but again, I initiated it. I don't know why he doesn't want me to come over more because he seems really interested otherwise. The second time we hooked up, he even mentioned getting me a toothbrush, which I felt like was too much and kind of random. He seems to have a lot of fun and be really into it when we hook up, but I can't figure out if I'm coming on too strong. I feel like it's pretty normal to meet up spontaneously with the guy you're talking to, but he doesn't seem to ever be down. He mentioned once that maybe I could come over if he wasn't, quote, too buzzed. I'm wondering if it's a mechanical issue, if you know what I mean. Anyways, thanks for listening. Any advice is helpful. Thank you, guys.
Wait, I'm actually dying at this advice segment. Like, girl, you gotta get out of that.
We gotta move on.
Like, he's gonna get you a toothbrush? Yeah. Girl, that's the bare minimum.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like that's a little, like, that's like a love bomb-y sentence. Like, yeah. I've had people say that to me, too, and have no
intention of getting you that toothbrush.
I'm never getting that toothbrush, you know? I don't know. I feel like it very well, like, to her point of it being a mechanical issue, like, sure, maybe, like, he can't get it up when he's drunk. Fair enough. But I don't know. I feel like if you feel like it's a job to, like, get this man even to just, like, to in front of your face, like, I think that that's a no.
I agree.
Like, he doesn't even, if he's not initiating any of these things, he's not that into you.
Yeah, like, that's part of the fun when you're first talking to somebody new, I feel like, is if you're out texting them and being like, oh, I'm out in the neighborhood, like, what are you up to? And then even if they're not doing something, like, if a guy texted me saying that he was going out and I didn't have plans to go out, I might, if I really wanted to see them, I might then try and find plans to go out and be in the neighborhood.
Yeah, so that put your jeans on and get out there.
Yeah.
Right. But I feel like to her, the last sentence or one of the last sentences, she says, I feel like it's pretty normal to meet up spontaneously with the guy you're talking to, but he doesn't seem to ever be down. That's like, I don't know. That kind of sums it up, I feel like.
Yeah.
You should. No, you're right. Like, you are right. If you're seeing someone and they are just as into you, just as, like, for it,
right,
they would, like that, they would do whatever they could to see you.
Right.
Like, and it's true. Like, sure, things come up and, like, work comes up. There's, like, normal stuff or they have plans with other people. But for, you, like, 90% of the time, they would be, like, itching. Like, what are you doing tonight? Where are you? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Especially after 6 dates.
Yeah.
They've been on 6 dates. Like, I feel like at that point, you shouldn't be, like, it should feel natural.
You shouldn't be guessing.
What are, right. Yeah. And you should be like, hey, what are you doing tonight? Like, can I come over? Do you want to come over? Like, whatever. Like, that shouldn't, you shouldn't feel like you might get rejected. You know? Like, you shouldn't be, like, walking on eggshells, like, after 6 dates, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like this guy could just, either he's seeing multiple people, maybe.
Potentially.
And when you want to spontaneously come over, maybe he has another person over. Or he is elsewhere.
Working
Yeah.
Also, the fact that you met him at Tao, that's already getting me some bad vibes.
Yeah. She goes, it was at Tao of all places.
Yeah, of all places is right.
Yeah.
I actually want to hear about it.
I had some crazy nights
at Tao. Wait, Sam, can you send us, like, your Tao stories? I want her to, like, write back in.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Tao since.
You could still see him and, like, just, I don't know.
Peel back and let him come to you rather than you proposing to meet up with him. Unless, like, if you're out and you want to see him, like, see what he's up to. But, like, I wouldn't be putting all of your effort into that.
Yeah, I don't know, like, what your end goal is with this man. But I would just say, like, ask yourself. And again, I don't even know if you want to get married. But ask yourself, would my husband do this? Would my husband literally, after 6 dates, like, not want me to spontaneously come over and see him? No.
Yeah.
No. The answer is no.
Yeah, you don't need those vibes. You're,
if, I mean, granted, I'm generalizing, but, like, I feel like most of us would want a spouse that would be, you know, like, obsessed with seeing you at any given moment.
But, like, at the same time, I completely get this because, like, the second that a guy, like, starts to not be, like, super into it, it's like a cat and mouse game. It's like you want it more.
Right. Oh, for sure.
So.
Psychology.
I definitely get that, but.
You should just, like, match his energy.
We have to unlearn our behaviors.
I always say that match his energy. Like, if he's not giving you anything, like, pull back and don't give him anything and then see how he reacts. And that will tell you everything that you need to know, doll.
Yeah, this is just making my heart sad because I feel like you're such a great person, especially if I bought you a shot. I definitely thought you were cool. So you should have someone in your life that wants you as much as you want them. Like, really. And this, it doesn't sound like it.
That was beautiful.
Choose yourself. That was gorgeous, Katie. Choose yourself. I'm sure you have great friends. Lean on them. And just find someone else to throw into the rotation,
at least.
Don't
go back to Tao.
Don't fuck Tao.
Don't go to Tao.
Go to heaven
to find love.
Go to heaven.
Don't go to Tao. Go to heaven.
Go to heaven, but make sure you've checked out your underwear before you get on stage. That's our advice.
Those are our party words.
I'm like joking.
That's a good one. I think we're at time, kids.
Yeah, I think
we're right on cue.
I think we GTG to work.
And with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya. Bye. I tried so
you
hard.
Are such
Bye.
A ham.
Love ya.
You are such a ham.
See ya.
Wait, I have to say, my mom called out that we didn't do like an end of episode, like little send off last time.
We didn't?
Oh. Well, like, you know, no, we said bye. A little gab. You know how like I'll tack something on the end that we say?
Oh, yeah,
she's
yeah.
She's like, I missed it. I missed that.
That's like the best Easter egg.
So anyway,
is the tack on
this
the
is
end.
For you, mom. Bye.
Hello, have a great love. Day and weekend. Oh, if you're celebrating Halloween this weekend, I want to see your costume.
Same,
a lot of people.
Because I know you're going to be.
This is the first Halloween. Yeah, yeah. First Halloween.
Yeah,
weekend.
I'm not celebrating, but
next weekend.
He's boycotting.
Anyway.
And with that, love ya. See ya.
Bye.
Oh.